Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge with Mrs. G. I'm Mrs. G, Jenna Gonzalez, first grade teacher, podcast host, and now officially on vacation. So, good for me. I'm coming to you recorded from a bedroom with no Wi-Fi in gorgeous Lake Tahoe, where my angel son is trying to sleep in the next bed over. So, I'm hopefully making this intro short and sweet and don't sound too creepy, like I'm telling a ghost story. This week, I'm bringing you a conversation with my teacher friend, Karen. She's a fourth grade teacher and also my favorite friend to talk TV with, and boy, we really talk TV in this episode. So buckle up for a lot of me shouting about chiropractors, and to be honest, me just shouting in general, like, so sorry, Karen, you're a real sport on this one, so thank you. And to the rest of you, enjoy.
Summer is great. I really am enjoying not having to get up in the morning.
Yep.
And being really, you know, just lazy and doing a lot of nothing.
That's so great.
It is. That's what summer's all about. And it's knowing that it's not just a week.
Right.
Or even 2 weeks. It's right. Having this extended period of time.
With no holidays.
Absolutely. Because
when you get trapped up in for my people, it's Christmas. For your people, it's Hanukkah.
Right.
But when you get trapped up in like all the holidays or like the Easter in
and
there
the
or the, yeah.
And all of that. No, it's just that kind of endless, not really endless,
but
kind of
endless.
Somewhat endless days.
Yes.
Where it's just so nice to have nothing to do.
I know. And
it
then
really
once I get rid
help.
Of Gus one of these days when... When Gus is as big as your kids and just leaves.
I know.
Then I don't have to worry about shipping him off.
No, you always have to worry. You always have to worry. That never goes away. Though I do love your Instagram videos. He's so much fun to watch.
He's fun now.
He
was not fun as a baby.
Well, you know.
Babies are not fun.
He's experiencing his... spreading his wings.
That's true. All your kids are like 2 years apart, right?
2 years, 3 months, and then between...
It's very specific.
That is what it is. And then 4 years. So between my oldest and youngest, it's six.
So they were all little at the same time?
Yes.
So you just were constantly...
Constantly.
In motion.
Constantly in motion.
Did you work when they were little?
I worked when Becca was, when she was 5 months, I went back to work.
Doing,
I
not teaching.
In nonprofit fundraising.
Oh.
For the Jews.
Oh.
For the Jews.
Wow.
And event planning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Planning bar mitzvahs or?
No, planning like fundraising events.
Got it. Okay.
And educational events and that kind of stuff.
For the nonprofit. Not event planning in your own spare time.
No.
Event planning for the nonprofit.
For the nonprofit.
Got it.
So I went back to work and worked all through that. And then I got pregnant with Jesse and did the same thing, except this time I went back to work when she was 11 months.
Oh.
And worked. And then after Mel was born, I didn't go back.
No.
That was it.
Well, I mean, now you've got a crew.
Well, and no husband.
Oh, boy.
And that was when I said, you know, I don't know if I can curse on your podcast, but that was...
I can click explicit when I put it
okay. And that was when I said, you know what? I'm going to raise this kid. Yeah, might as well. I'm gonna raise this one.
There you go.
So she was my appendage,
and she's the favorite. And
don't say that. Don't say that. My daughters are gonna listen to this. Are they? Don't say that. Yes, I'm gonna make them listen.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So when you didn't grow up in California.
I grew up in New York in the Bronx.
Right.
Yes.
And was your school called PS something?
It was PS96.
Wow.
And 135 junior high school, J135.
So everything's just numbered.
They had numbers. The junior high school had a name,
mm-hmm.
but we just referred to it by number.
Okay.
And then I went to the Bronx High School of Science.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes.
Is it specifically for science? Or
well,
just called that?
You have to take 4 years of science. But it was the smart high school.
Was it public?
No. Well, no. Public, but you had to take a test to get in.
Okay. So like the fancy high school.
Yeah, it was a fancy high school. And I wanted to go to the High School of Music and Art.
That sounds more your speed. Aren't you like a theater kid?
I was a theater kid, but at the time I also was into art, like drawing.
Okay, yeah.
And I got in.
Yeah.
But my parents wouldn't let me go because it was in Harlem.
Okay.
And they didn't want me to commute to Harlem from where we lived in the Bronx, which was at the time still pretty nice.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Middle class Jewish.
I don't
for the
know
most
what it's
part.
Like now. Is it not so great now?
Oh, God, no.
No, no. Okay.
God, no.
I don't know. I know zero about New York.
Oh, no.
I know hipsters live in Brooklyn.
Correct.
That's
correct.
It ends
but
there. Maybe Williamsburg is a thing.
When I was growing up,
yeah.
That was not the case.
What
that
was
happened.
Brooklyn like?
Well, it was just families and, you know, Hasidic Jews lived in Williamsburg.
Okay.
That was a big thing in Brooklyn. But, yeah, the Bronx, you know, it had its little enclaves,
mm-hmm.
but it then kind of really got to be kind of unsafe and not a place you wanted to live. It's kind of has a bit of a resurgence
okay.
now because
yeah.
it's very close to Manhattan.
Like Oakland? No, because
yes.
Brooklyn's more of the Oakland, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, because okay. the Bronx is still behind.
All right. So the Bronx is like Alameda.
Yeah,
I guess.
Or Richmond.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Bronx is more like Richmond.
Okay. It's got a ways to go then.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and then I went away to college and, you know, that's
and
when I
wanted
got into
to
theater.
Be, yes, a theater person.
Well, I was,
or no.
I majored, you know, I was an actor.
Yes.
I majored in acting. I acted all through college. Mm-hmm. And then
in musicals or
no,
just
no,
plays?
No, just plays.
Serious plays?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
All
for
right.
the most part. And then, and then came back to New York, but, you know, tried to work in theater and it was very discouraging.
Yeah.
It was very discouraging.
That's what I hear.
I didn't have the self-confidence you
mm-hmm.
needed. I would go to auditions and look around and there'd be just hundreds of girls
mm-hmm.
who looked just like me.
Yeah, but, yep.
And I was like, I can't do this. And that's when I went to graduate school
mm-hmm.
for directing. Because I
oh.
thought, okay, if I'm not going to act,
yeah.
I'll direct. I'll tell
and
other people.
And you like to be in charge.
Exactly. So that really suited me.
Yeah, I could see that.
That really suited me.
It's good that you knew that, though,
yeah.
and just like
yeah.
said no yeah. more of, you
yeah.
know.
That really suited me. And then, so I did that. And that's where I met my future husband or future
mm-hmm.
ex-husband. And
depends on how you want to look at it.
You know, yeah. And I would have stayed
mm-hmm.
in Boston, probably.
Oh, now we're in Boston.
I was in Boston.
Got
That's
it.
Where graduate school
Got
was.
Got it, okay.
BU.
Got it.
And I would have stayed because I had a job and I was in
yeah.
theater.
Yeah.
But he was moving to San Francisco and
oh.
he said, you know, I was either going with him or not.
He was also a director?
No, he was going, he had gone to law school.
Ah.
He's a lawyer.
Got it.
And so he was moving back to California.
There's a person in your backyard.
I know. He's looking at that dead tree.
Oh,
can we pause?
That yeah, totally.
So where was I?
I believe your future ex-husband was moving to San
All
Francisco.
Right. So
to be
I,
a lawyer?
Well, because mostly because to follow the Grateful Dead.
What?
Because he's a deadhead.
What?
And so he had lived here.
I need a moment.
He had lived here
yeah.
in between college and law school to follow the dead. And then went to BU probably because it was the best law school he got into, but missed California.
Wow.
And then
does the dead even go to Boston?
They did. Yeah, sure.
Not enough, though.
Well, and then he...
Not enough
he
dead.
He went... He decided after his first year in law school, he decided that he wanted to be in California, but the only law school he could transfer into was Davis.
Okay.
So he went to Davis, and he was in Davis, and he was like...
Davis is just a farm.
What am I doing
here? Just a farm.
And came back to BU.
Okay.
And I had friends in Boston, which is why I chose Boston. Mm-hmm. And I heard about this guy in my friend's law school class who had left for like 2 weeks, transferred.
Wait, it was 2 weeks?
Oh yeah. It was like
weeks.
2 weeks. And that's why he got back in. It was like I don't even know. Anyway.
Wow.
He decided that he wanted to live here.
Yeah.
And I...
Well, isn't this where, like, the Grateful Dead guy lives?
Are from, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so that... And I was a deadhead as well.
Oh.
So...
These are new things that I'm learning.
So we both... But I did say I need a commitment. Like,
yeah.
I'm not moving across
That's
the country.
Really far.
Because I would never have moved.
Yeah.
And I hated it here, probably for about 5 years.
It's very different.
Very different.
Especially if you're born and raised on the East Coast. I can imagine coming out here is like, what the
Very
hell?
Different. And I couldn't get a job in theater in any way, shape, or form because I could...
Even in the city?
I could not get paid, or I could get paid here's $100 to be an assistant director. You know, I mean, it was very hard at the time. And then I thought, well, I'll teach drama.
Okay.
But at the time, it was right after Prop something or other had passed, and they had taken all the arts out of the schools.
Oh.
This was like in 1980.
Okay.
So anyway, before
my time. But I'm sure I learned about Prop Something or
Prop
Other
something
in that,
other.
Like, social justice class they made us take in credential program. Which
so
I learned was that Mexican kids can't speak Spanish. That was, like, the only thing we ever learned about.
I didn't have to take a social justice class.
I don't know if it was called social justice. I don't know if it was called social justice, but it was just a class where we learned about all the props. And our teacher was against all of them.
Oh, I hadn't.
Didn't matter which prop it was, she was against it.
They got rid of that. They added it, I should say.
Probably.
Well, I don't know. When did you get your credential? Because this was a second
2009?
Career for me. Yeah, I got my credential in 2000.
Well, I even talked to a girl who's doing the credential program now. And it's even different than when I was in there 8 years ago.
Right.
So
they
keep adding things.
Yeah.
But anyways, I didn't learn about the 1980 no art prop.
Yes. So there was something. I don't know what it was. Prop something or other.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get a job. And anyway, so I wasn't happy here. It was hard. It was a hard
that
transition.
Sounds super
Let's
terrible.
Let's put it that way. It was a tough transition.
Yeah.
But you know, I was, you know, we lived and got married and had kids and had a life. You know, you have
there
a
you
life
go.
And here we are.
Oh, and then you figured it out with the nonprofit. So you ended up.
Yes. Oh, I got a job. So as soon as I realized that I wasn't going to be able to get paid doing theater of any kind, I just started applying for jobs.
Yeah.
And I ended up working for the Jewish Community Federation.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because even though I was, you know, raised Jewish, it was not so much religion as it was cultural, because that's really what it was in New York, or at least my experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that being in the Federation, the Jewish Federation, felt very comfortable and very homey to me.
That's like... We teach the second graders, the immigrants come and they find their people and that's where they feel comfortable.
I found my people.
Yeah.
I found my people. And it wasn't a religious thing, but a cultural thing.
Yes, that makes total sense.
So anyway, that's where I worked. for all those years. I worked there for a long time.
And then?
And then after I had my kids and the whole thing.
Yep.
I was working. My kids were at Edna McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel was a baby, and I was in the PTA, and I was a a vice president of the PTA.
Wow!
I was a real go-getter, and I was volunteering in the classrooms, and I was doing Edna McGuire. I don't know if they still do. Had a variety show.
I believe they still do.
And, well, I started it.
You did?
I started their variety show.
You directed their variety show.
I directed their variety show for 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Was it like an audition? Was there an audition to be in the variety? There was.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to cut kids?
We never cut them. We would incorporate them.
Got it.
So anyway, I spent all my time there and it was at the point where I was thinking, well, I need a job.
Sure.
So I became an aide.
Oh.
And I was an aide at Edna.
That's a rough job, I feel like.
It was okay. I was a third, well, Mel, you know, they were both my kids were there.
Yep.
Mel was in preschool.
Yep.
And I became an aide and I was a third grade aide for 1 year and then went to fifth grade. And I was a fifth grade aide for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to go get my credential.
Were you kind of inspired by the teacher you liked?
I was so inspired by
her.
And
you were like, yes, this is
awesome.
Who was it?
Her name is Ann Siskin.
Oh.
She left under a cloud of a cloud.
Okay. Great.
Quite a cloud.
That's not how people describe my departure.
It's
a different cloud.
A big cloud.
Okay.
A big cloud.
But she's the reason you wanted to go.
But she was an awesome teacher.
Good.
Probably still is.
Yep.
Very inspiring and very innovative and just cool. She was so cool. And she was very helpful and supportive of me.
Mm-hmm. So you went to Dominican?
I went to Dominican.
Because it's local. And
yeah, I went to Dominican.
And you student taught here?
I student taught in Corte Madera at Neil Cummins.
Okay.
And at Bahia Vista.
Okay.
In second.
Oh.
And in at Neil Cummins in fourth.
And you preferred fourth.
And it suited me better.
Mm-hmm.
It suited me better. And then I taught, after I got my credential, I got a year-long kind of temporary position at Neil Cummins.
Okay.
So I taught third grade. So I taught third grade there for a year, and then the teacher came back, and there were no jobs, so I didn't get a job. And then I subbed for like 4 years, three and a half years.
That's a long time.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I kept applying to the Mill Valley School District and not getting jobs.
Oh.
I was...
Because it was too competitive or...
Because I think there was ageism going on.
No.
One of my friends was Mel's fourth grade teacher. She wasn't the fourth grade. Well, this was when she was in her fourth grade class and she was great. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, young and blonde and pretty. And, I would talk to her about my frustration and she said, well, all I know is at the back to school breakfast that we just had.
Yeah.
All the new teachers look exactly like me.
Oh.
And it really reinforced for me this feeling. And I did talk to a couple of other teachers or women who were in my position.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt similarly. And the superintendent at that time was we really felt like it was her.
Yeah.
But I did get three back-to-back long-term subs in fifth grade. At
the same
Bel Air in Tiberon.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel
in the same
like
classroom?
It
was just like three different
fifth grade pregnancies.
Oh, okay. It's like a pregnancy pact over there
in
the fifth grade.
But it was great. It was great.
Good.
So I felt like I taught at Bel Air for a year and a half.
Or at least,
and that's when I got, I got
the long-term thing at Old Mill. And
Then
just dug your heels in.
Dug my heels in and said, I ain't leaving.
But obviously, you were doing something right because they wouldn't have kept you if, you know.
Yeah.
It was almost like you just had to get your foot in the door and show them that you're a good teacher.
And I think the
That's
reason
annoying.
The reason the superintendent, Barbara, at the time.
Is this the one that got fired?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that the fact that I was older and was a parent was in my favor.
I think because
there was such chaos going on in that classroom.
Yeah.
They needed someone who they felt was going to really, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I was committed to doing Mel's fourth grade teacher's pregnancy maternity leave starting in April. She had asked me and I said I would do it.
Only a couple months.
And then, well, yeah. And then she was, it was summer. So that was, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was committed to doing that, but they called me in. And asked me if I would do this instead because it was such a disaster.
Right. And then you righted the ship.
I righted the ship.
Hero of the year.
Woohoo.
And then just fourth.
You know, and I've thought about it a lot. I've taught third, I've taught fifth.
Taught second a minute.
Obviously, I am, you know, if I went anywhere, I'd always go up. I just feel like it suits me better. It's just my personality.
Yeah.
And I've thought about it. And I've talked to other teachers who have taught the same grade all along.
Right.
And it's the whole thing that, yes, there's something about teaching another grade and it's whatever.
Yeah.
But I really feel like by teaching fourth, I get to be more creative and more innovative every year because I'm not worrying about, oh my God, what's the curriculum? What do I have to teach?
Unless it changes, but in those rare.
And yeah, like, you know, with NGSS now, you know, I have to, but I'm not worried about everything else. And I feel like
you've got everything else under control.
I started in a new grade level.
It
would take me a good 2 or 3 years to get my
feet wet. Does it take 2 or 3 years?
I think you know a little something about that. Well,
at least I'm going back to a grade that I've already taught before.
Which you preferred, right? Not really. Is there a big difference between first and second?
Well, I originally, as you know, was apprehensive about going from first to second because I thought that first was where I wanted to be.
Right.
But then doing second, I was like, oh, maybe I like second better. Now it's irrelevant because I'm going to first. But the other thing is, though, I have to keep in mind is, like, did I like second because I actually liked second, or did I like second because I looped with all my little sweeties?
Correct.
So I don't know.
Well, I would think it's a maturity difference. Like, they're real.
Yes.
Like, even being Laura's buddy this year.
Yeah, that's right. You got to experience first grade.
And I was used to being a second grade buddy with Sarah.
That's not a good example, though. That class is not a good example.
I'm not even talking about that because I don't, but it's just, they're babies.
The first day of first grade, they are kindergartners.
They're babies.
They are essentially.
And second graders aren't.
No, they're not.
So it's just that, to me, I would
That's
think
true.
For you
yes.
would be the significant difference.
That was a big difference.
You know.
That was a big
and
difference.
And also what you're teaching, what you're able to teach, kind of the level of of sophistication.
Is better. Yeah. I did like that. But then on the other side, there is that first grade magic of where they learn to read in first grade.
Right.
And you feel like a superstar because you're like, look at this.
I
they
know.
Started
look what
at
I've
a
done. Look
they
what
started
I've done.
At letters and now they're reading a frog and toad. Even though, you know, it's just developmental and they're probably fine anyways, but it makes me feel good.
Of course. No, I think that is a big difference. But I've actually thought often, not that often, but I have thought about teaching middle school. You know, I would really suit me.
I think that would suit
just in terms of the kids, because I'm really good with older kids.
You are.
But the idea of teaching the same, I really like teaching a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
I like the just kind of the way, the energy of doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that I would not, I'd get bored is
Maybe.
What I fear. I don't know.
Or if you did that, don't they do sometimes though? They do like you do math and science or you
like
do
obviously
ELA
I would
and
do English and social studies.
Right. Like the core.
Right. Core. But it's still, it's different. And you know, having one class, you know, I always say that coming from theater, mm-hmm. coming from directing,
yep.
I direct
yes.
all day long.
Yep.
And it's a different experience having a new group of kids come in every hour.
Yep. Yeah, that would be, oh yeah. That would be
anyway,
something.
It's just, I'm also...
It'd be like directing a different show every hour.
Every hour. And as you said, change is not my strong suit.
No.
And so I really, you know, I like the settledness mm-hmm. of it.
I hear you. I would like to be settled one day.
I know.
One,
and you
one
will
day,
be.
Eventually.
You will be. You're
it's just
young.
Funny. Well, it's funny to me that in this district, I talk to so many people that have been in the same grade, in the same classroom, the same school for
right.
their entire career. And I'm like, really? How'd you guys swing that?
How'd what you am manage
I,
that?
Who am I not talking to that I need to be talking
well,
to about this?
But the
this,
thing but. Is, if you think about it,
yeah.
The move from fifth
yeah, that was a different,
your, it was a different situation.
It was, diff- that was,
it
a,
was
different
a different
thing.
Situation.
Yes.
And the
move,
first to
yeah.
second was
that
circumstantial.
Was and the second to back to first
exactly.
is also circumstantial.
So hopefully, this, fingers crossed,
yeah.
this is where you'll settle.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I hope so.
I hope so,
I do
too.
Hope so.
Just for the sake of like all the things that I laminate.
I know. That is true.
Everybody kept telling me, stop laminating things. And I'm like, guys, I just started second grade. I'm going to need this. I was like, I'm not going to leave second grade for at least another year. I got to laminate it. And then was just like, with a big frowny face, just throwing away all the laminated stuff.
Oh, laminated stuff. Can't you use any of it?
No. It's all like very specific, like second grade.
Yeah.
Like this yes. is like everything. Maybe it just could. My like OCD of like, this is a second grade standard. It is not a first grade standard. Therefore, right. it is going
right.
in the garbage.
Right.
Also, I didn't want to pack a lot of stuff. Well, it's time to turn to the TV desk.
Turn to TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Our
it.
Forte.
Ready.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you have to fill me in on Batch because my husband
well,
doesn't let
wait,
me watch Batch
before
without
we
him.
Talk about Bachelorette.
No, what do we
no,
think? What?
Because Bachelorette is still going on.
Yeah,
we
but by
really
the time
should,
by the time this podcast drops,
PLL.
We're gonna, but I haven't caught up. But you can also, listen, if you can
how
see my
could
list.
You not?
I don't know.
You haven't watched the finale?
No, because I'm like stuck.
I'm sorry.
I'm stuck somewhere. I can't
sorry.
Move past. There's like.
Did you say to me you're running out of things to watch and you have not
I
finished
know,
PLL?
But that's a. Sometimes PLL is a chore.
It is a chore, but you must finish it.
I know. And then somehow I got like. I got. Off like it like came back yeah. and I didn't know it came
know.
Back and
I
now
know.
I'm like ah oh, shoot what's going on I think I'm piecing it together at this point where I am right now like Spencer has a new mom like Mary Drake is Spencer's
right.
mom
correct.
And she is
correct.
There's some things going on
because
with that.
She had enough because her dad
there's like a
slept
twin
with
yes.
thought that
thinking,
he was sleeping
yes,
with
the twin.
The twin who is what's her name's mother.
What's going
Allie's
on in this
mother.
Town? Allie and Emily are raising a baby together.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes.
Hannah's destroying evidence and she's destroying a receipt. I feel
oh,
like
I don't
in
know.
Every episode Hannah's destroying
just,
some
don't
evidence.
You, aren't you just curious who the hell AD is?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch the end.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it Arya? Because right now, well, right now, let me
you.
Just tell you right now, they're setting it up like it's Arya because they keep like pushing way in on her face and doing very ominous tones.
Right. The
and
weird,
I'm like,
the funny
okay.
thing is how they've made everybody.
Everybody's
a,
always
has been
a
AD.
Just. At, but then it throws me off because I'm like, well, if they say it's this person, it's definitely
but
not this
exactly,
person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
no.
you know.
Okay, so we don't have to talk about it anymore, but I just feel that you
I want
to
know, but you think
to.
I should finish it.
I do.
All
I
right.
do.
I got to run. It does it just feels like a chore sometimes. I get irritated with them and I'm like,
I know.
"Oh, stop it.
It's so stupid."
Stop
well, you have
it.
To do other things while you're watching
yeah,
so
yes.
you don't get frustrated.
That's what I do with Unreal too.
Yeah.
I also have to have that on the
background things.
Because
yeah.
it's like the same thing but like more a grown-up version of just like, "Oh my god, okay."
Yeah.
All right, he's been shot by the cops. We
right.
get it. We get it, Lifetime. You have something to say about
right.
police brutality.
Right. You're making a statement.
Message received. So I'll get back to it.
Okay, so Bachelorette.
I guess we can go to Batch. Do we need to talk about Corinne and DeMario?
Well.
What's the latest?
Well, the
I
funny
searched
thing is
my
I,
news app trying to find more things about
well,
it,
I was
I
just
can't.
Reading an article. Mm-hmm. So, and this is how quickly it's gone. I was reading like a Us Weekly or yeah, whatever. It was like in, 3 weeks
on
ago.
On a newsstand three recently, weeks ago, I saw Corinne's mug
and
on there.
Right. She was on there. Yeah. And it was about like what's happening. And she, and they said in the article mm-hmm. that it's not going to come back. So they were wrong.
No.
Because it is coming back.
But is it coming back?
Oh,
it is.
Yeah. It's like you've seen the commercials.
I don't watch commercials.
There was a commercial.
I specifically got the no commercials plan.
I fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
But there was a commercial last night, and I see it as I'm fast forwarding, mm-hmm. for Paradise starting like August 8th.
Great.
Yes.
That's the only reason Andres and I even bother with Bachelor and Bachelorette
Absolutely.
Is to get to Bachelor in Paradise.
Absolutely.
That's like our treat
Absolutely.
At the end of watching
the
this
end
garbage.
Of the summer.
2 hours
I
a
know.
Week?
I know.
2 hours a week? Sometimes I fast forward through the one-on-ones because
I fast forward
can't.
Through everything.
Did the you? The guy.
I fast forward through everything.
The guy that makes out with her aggressively with his tongue down her throat every time they kiss, the evil chiropractor.
Oh, Brian, you think he's evil?
I have a thing about chiropractors because I nannied for a chiropractor's family and he was a weirdo and his wife was a weirdo.
Why is he evil though? Do you have a stronger sense about his evilness?
No, I think it's just that he's a chiropractor and I have a lot of resentment.
Oh, well, okay.
I just think chiropractors are weirdos.
Yeah.
And I think he's not the evil chiropractor, but he's just like the weirdo chiropractor. And I feel like he's going to make her take fish oil vitamins and he's going to give her a correction.
I did not realize he was Cuban.
Yes. He like spoke to her. Okay.
Well,
don't you remember?
Yes.
Don't you remember? Like he walked up to her and he said like the most basic Spanish humanly possible. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just spoke Spanish to me. And I was like, he basically said like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And then she was like, oh my God, he knows a second language.
I
was like, girl, weren't you raised in Texas? You've never heard anyone speak Spanish before?
I did not realize that he was Cuban.
Cuban, okay.
That I did not know until last night.
And how's his family?
And his mom.
How's his mom?
Is a little...
No, wait, his is the mom where he...
She's like...
Wait, no. Isn't she the one where he, like, he took... No, he's Colombian. He's not Cuban, he's Colombian.
Oh, really?
Yes, because Andres and I have a friend who's Colombian whose name is also Brian. And I was like, what is it with all these Colombians?
Oh,
he might actually, my Brian might be Argentinian.
I don't, I mean...
Anyways, regardless...
something.
He took his ex-girlfriend to Colombia for a wedding. Remember this? He told her...
I probably fast-forwarded.
You probably did, but it was the most bizarre thing because he took his ex-girlfriend to a wedding in Colombia. They'd only been dating like 2 months.
Right.
And he was like, and she just couldn't compromise with my mom.
Right.
She couldn't meet her halfway. Well, and I was like, what wedding? What?
Right.
What was she needing to compromise with the mom on a vacation?
This was very clear that the mom is like...
runs the show.
Really over the top.
Mm.
Like,
I mean,
I would be severely scared away if I was Rachel in that.
She should have been scared away when he said, I took my girlfriend on vacation and she couldn't compromise with my mom and gave no other information.
I mean, she was like, oh my God.
What was she saying?
Well, she was just like, you could tell that, and she very openly, he is my life. You know, she's crying. And
is he the only child?
Yes.
Okay.
And every,
he's a
you
boy.
Know, it's like what I say goes, and any woman who's going to be with him has to accept that.
No,
you
no,
are
no.
marrying the family.
Yes.
And she, I thought Rachel Handel did very well.
And she said, no, that's not happening.
No, she was totally, of course. Yeah.
What?
What's she going to do in that scenario? Who knows what's going on in
judge
her mind?
Her judge dad is not going to
I don't know.
Go for that.
But the funny thing is, so Peter, the other guy.
Which one's Pete? Does he have a gap in his tooth?
Peter's the gap guy.
Got it.
He introduces her to his friends, two black guys and their white girlfriends or wives.
Okay.
And apparently Peter has like, he even says that he has 10 really close friends, 8 of whom are black.
He's counting how many friends he has that are black?
He told her that.
So he rounded up every... Isn't he from Wisconsin? He rounded up every black person in Wisconsin and befriended them?
He told her that in response to, how is your family going to respond to you dating a black girl?
Okay.
This was his response to her.
Okay.
I like him though.
He's fine. Whatever.
I like him.
He's fine.
And
what about that child that she's dating?
Who, Eric?
No, not Eric. Well, he's kind of a child too, but that
Dean?
Yes.
Well, that was really unfortunate.
Oh, he has the sad family, huh?
It was very...
I'm going to have to fast forward through that.
It was...
I can't do the awkward.
No, no. It was like beyond awkward. Oh, and no. I fast forwarded through quite a bit of it.
Oh, no.
And
that makes me
apparently
sad for him.
He's like a, I don't know, like a yogi or something.
The dad is.
The dad. And like...
So when he said he was eccentric...
Yeah.
He meant he's lost all the marbles.
All of them.
Oh,
and
no.
Apparently he hadn't seen his dad in 2 years.
Right.
And the whole family had not been together for 8 years.
That doesn't surprise me based on the story that he told about his poor mother.
I mean, my feeling was, and what I was thinking is, why the hell isn't he introducing her to some, you know, like long other, like cousins and like friends.
Or just friends.
Why is he doing that?
There was somebody that did a hometown and I think it was like mostly their, maybe it was like the lead. It might have been the lead that introduced
it was
to friends.
Just really bizarre. It was bizarre.
But you know, ABC did some digging on who the dad was and they were like, great, we need to get this dad on TV.
Obviously.
ASAP.
But it's pretty dramatic. I mean, dramatic.
It's pretty upsetting.
It's the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. But it is upsetting and it's almost like sensationalism, sort of.
Yeah, well, it is.
And
you know some producer was on Facebook, like, getting info on that dad and that family.
It was pretty dramatic. But there's,
you know, take him home.
He's very young. He is. He's, like, younger than, he's, like, 10 years younger than her or something.
Is he, like, 23 or 24?
24, I think.
That's baby. Like it's a baby.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. No 24-year-old needs to be getting married.
It's ridiculous.
Here's a PSA for all 24-year-olds.
You do not
need to be married.
No. You speaking from experience.
Oh, yeah.
No, you weren't 24.
I wasn't 20. What, me?
How old were you?
27.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Probably 20. Yeah, 27.
So you were.
Those 3 years were a lot of growth.
Big years.
There were a lot. There was a lot of
growth
in those years.
Lots of growth. It was fine. I'm not going to tell you who went home.
Man.
But you might be able to guess if you know anything about Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I don't know anything about Bachelor in Paradise. I'm a no spoilers person.
So the thing is,
like,
if you look at who's
going
on Bachelor in Paradise, then you know who goes home.
Well, yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
And so it was a fine episode. It was a lot of fast forwarding. And then next week they go to Spain. That's where the end is. You know.
Wait,
so
did
now,
they go to her hometown and meet her family?
No, they'll probably be in Spain because next week that happens now. The family
goes to Spain?
Comes to wherever the end is.
No.
Yes. Yes.
They
that
know.
Has been happening.
Nick schlepped those girls out to wherever.
That's just because he wanted to, I think. That's just because he wanted to. Her family is there next week and they are in Spain.
Okay. Is the judge in Spain?
I don't know. I only.
Or is he,
I think,
like,
I only saw the
mothers. Absolutely not. I need to be.
I think I only saw the mother and, like, I don't know who they were. It was the coming attractions.
Is that awkward white guy going to be there, I wonder?
Which awkward
guy? Her brother, Rachel's brother-in-law.
Oh, I have no idea.
So her brother-in-law is this, like, this super nerdy white guy.
Really?
And I don't know if you remember, but when she brought Nick home last season, the white guy was just like, hey, Nick, like, I guess here we are, two white guys and some black girls.
I
was like, who is this? He was like the white guy on, oh God, what was that show where they would make fun of the white guy all the time? There was like an old show in like the 70s or something. And there was like a nerdy white guy they all made
fun
of.
I do like her though. I have not.
She's great.
You know, often by this time in it, I cannot stand the person.
But I couldn't stand any of them ever.
She's
thought
awesome.
I was like Caitlyn, and then because I really didn't want Britt. Remember when they did that like voting thing of if it was going to be Britt or Caitlyn?
And then I was like,
oh my God, I hope Britt doesn't get
that
it because
was
she was weird. She was.
Yeah. That was bad.
Damaged.
No, I like that. And now, of course, I'm thinking, who's going to be the Bachelor?
Oh.
Because they can't. I don't think they can ever do like just some random person anymore.
No, not anymore.
I mean, they used to be. It used to always be random, but I don't think it
can
be random
anymore. Because no one would watch. Because everybody would be like,
everybody's
who's this?
Expecting it to be
unless
somebody
it's like a famous person, like they did, like the tire guy.
Wait, somebody, who was I? I was reading, somebody wanted to be on The Bachelor.
Who?
Oh, I can't remember.
Person we know wanted to be on
The
Bachelor?
No, like a famous person.
Oh, a famous person.
A famous person was trying. Oh, I can't remember. It was like I read it in something somewhere. I don't know. That's funny.
Well, I mean, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis showed up. That was their big celebrity get.
That was very
season.
Good. And they weren't trying to promote anything, which I respect.
No, just their happy marriage, I guess.
Their happy marriage, which is awesome.
Good for them.
Awesome.
Congrats.
So that's it for TV. Is there any other TV?
I binged The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Did you read... Okay, I read that because can I tell you that I read the book? I was like, I don't want to watch the show until I read the book because I'm a nerd. So I got the book and I read it and I was like, wow, this book is really like topical.
Right. It was like 82 or something. 87. Right?
87. But I didn't know that it was written in 87. So I'm reading it thinking it was written like last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, boy, this book is super topical. I was like, no wonder this book got published. It was, you know, they were probably like, oh yeah, we're definitely going to publish this book in this political climate. And then I realized it was written in 1987.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is very relevant.
I remember when the book came out. Getting it.
Yeah.
And trying to read it. And I was like, meh, I can't read this. So I didn't.
Well, Claire Danes does the audiobook.
Oh, the audio.
It's very good.
Yeah. I did not. So I couldn't read it. I loved.
That show
I
was.
I loved it, man.
So good.
It was the kind of thing where it's like, it was, I couldn't watch, but I couldn't turn away.
Right.
It
yeah.
was.
No, it was so good.
Unbelievable.
And then did you wait every week for them to come out?
No. Yes. Yes. So I watched when I started.
Yeah.
There were like three episodes.
Oh.
But then after
I can't
that,
even
I
imagine watching because I was just like
it was horrible.
Play,
it was horrible.
Play,
but
play.
The really cool part is that apparently the book ends
yes.
the way the show
yes.
ends,
yes.
and there's going to be a second season.
That is exciting.
And Margaret Atwood is in development,
like on board.
So it's
yes.
awesome.
I'm
it's awesome.
So excited.
Oh my God.
For
and
that
because it ends. How could it end that way? You know, I can't even imagine how the book ends.
Well,
that
I didn't
way.
Realize that the book was ending when it ended, and I was just like, "Shoot, what?
Are you kidding
What's
me?
What happened?" And they never tell you.
Right.
They don't tell
horrible,
you anything.
Horrible.
The other nice thing about the show is that they are not killing off many of the characters
right.
who are just dead mid, you know, like a quarter of the way in the book. Like
oh,
this
really?
Person's just dead.
Who?
Like the Gilmore Girl.
Oh, right.
She dies
right.
like three quarters of the way. She commits suicide like three quarters
oh,
of the way through
yeah.
the book.
So you don't know what happened to her. You just know she goes crazy in the car and she like runs a bunch of people over and they get her. But you don't know what happened to her.
No, but she's coming back for season two. So
okay,
that actress
cool.
is
no,
confirmed
awesome.
For season two. So
that's awesome.
I guess we'll find out. I'm guessing they're going to send her to the colonies.
Right, which
because
we'll
they haven't
see because
really
we did not see that
right, and
this
I
time.
So I think
right
there,
that will be
that.
Cool. That will be very cool.
And then they never in the book her friend does not make it to Canada.
Oh, really?
And in the book you never know what happens to her husband.
Right, right.
Other than that, it's pretty similar. Everything
yeah.
else
and
is pretty
much the
same. And
you'll probably find out more about her daughter and how that plays out.
I would
well,
like
and then
to.
The question is.
Oh my God! When
it,
she's in the car screaming
oh
for her daughter,
it
I
ends.
Was so upset.
It ends. Very, you know, you don't know if she's being taken away in a bad way or in a good way. Because
no, you don't,
because
he just says go with them.
Right.
And
you
don't
you
know.
Don't know. And I love him.
He's,
you don't
love
like
with him.
Him?
No, I'm in love with him.
Love
him. I'm going to leave my husband for a fictional character.
I love him.
And that I like the actress that plays the mean lady. She does such a good job being the mean lady.
What's her name? She was in
Serena Joy.
Dexter.
She was? No, she wasn't.
You're talking about the wife, his
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, Serena Joy. She's not in
yes,
Dexter.
Yes, she is.
As what?
She was in a scene in like one
a
of the
season?
Later seasons. She was like a killer too.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I just remember for her from the show Chuck, where she was a secret agent and
she was
the straight
in
man.
Dexter. That's how I remember.
Oh
her.
Yeah, she is in Dexter. She's Australian.
She was
never
like at
doing
the very
an Australian
end.
Accent.
I don't remember what happened in Dexter.
I think he kills her.
Does he kill her?
I'm pretty sure he kills her.
He loved her. He was like her.
Yeah, but I think he kills her.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
That's something worth rewatching.
Maybe. Actually. I watched it recently. So maybe not.
I watched it when it was on.
Oh, no. So then, I'm behind.
That was awesome.
What else did I watched Baskets.
Who?
Baskets.
No.
It's like a wacky.
Is that the Zach Galifianakis?
Yes. Yeah. It looks stupid. And then I started watching it and I was like, oh, this is funny and sweet and weird.
Well, what about Big Brother?
I don't watch Big Brother.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is where you are falling down on the job.
But I...
Because,
are people into Big Brother again? Is that a thing again?
Oh, yeah.
Are we back into Big Brother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just ask my daughter.
Oh, well, I trust that. Pretty much everything your daughters are into, I'm into. I need your daughters on here when Vanderpump Rules comes back because there's no one I can talk to about Vander. No one will join me down that road.
Nope,
and I need
they're there. They're all there. Trust me.
My God.
All of them.
I mean.
All of them are there.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
What else should I be watching? Anything? Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was explosive. That was an explosive premiere.
That was a good premiere. Though, on the other hand, not as much. I mean, it kind of laid the groundwork.
I just liked seeing where everyone was.
I
liked catching up with everyone.
That's exactly
what the
episode
was. I liked to see Arya in a skin suit. Did not care for Ed Sheeran.
I was going to say, a lot of people, there's all that conversation about what the hell is Ed Sheeran doing
there? And I wouldn't even have known who it was because I'm... just not, I don't know,
right,
not, I
right.
don't recognize Ed Sheeran by face.
I know.
And I didn't know. All I thought was like, oh, that's nice that they got a nice singer to do the singing part. Good
right.
for them. And then Andres is like, oh God. Like he's like having like a conniption over on the cat. And he's like, do you know who that is? And I was like, and I'm thinking like Game of Thrones wise, who that is. I was like, I don't know. Is it like, who
Somebody
is that? Should
important?
I be recognizing this important
right.
Game of Thrones character? He's like, no, it's that like, it's that guy. It's that singer, that redhead singer. And I'm just like, yeah, I know he's a redhead and he's singing. And then he finally pulled up the name and then it took me out of it completely.
Yeah.
Then all I could see was just Ed Sheeran.
Well, it was a lot. There's been a lot of talk about it, chatter.
Yes.
But
I saw
yeah.
some tweets about
yeah.
it.
I mean, it's whatever. It was stupid.
I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, I don't
back.
Know why. I guess he must have reached out.
I read
I
that
think.
That girl that's in the scene, the Arya,
yeah.
the real girl, is like super into him. Like she's a big fan.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Who
They're,
cares?
It's last season.
No, it was great. It was a great setup.
Yeah.
And it's going to be intense.
I hope so, because... Yeah.
Six more episodes.
I'm
that's
running.
It for
that's
the whole
it?
Season.
They're not going to do 10?
Seven this season and seven next season.
There's no, there's not another season.
Yes.
Isn't this the last season?
No,
oh, God, I'm so behind.
This is seven.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably be like another year, and then it'll be the final seven.
Oh, my God. My heart.
I know.
Man.
I know. It's good stuff, though.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
This has been such a delight.
Hasn't it, though? No,
can't
really?
I can't imagine that anybody would want to listen.
No, they probably
just,
wouldn't.
But
hey, Mom
cares?
And Dad, how are you doing?
Hi. Hi, my daughters.
Hi, Karen's
I know
daughters.
I'm make you guys listen to this.
You know, Karen, one day when I'm running my podcasting empire.
Yes.
We're going to look back on this and we're really going to laugh.
We're going to laugh and I'll do it anytime.
No,
can,
I but I was going to say
revisit.
We need to revisit these TV. What we really need to do is revisit the TV shows every once in a while.
Absolutely.
So that we can, you know,
absolutely at the
give
end
the people
of the
what they want.
At the end of Batch we can
yeah.
talk about
well,
what
we need
thought.
To let's come back at Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh my God.
Cuz around that time we'll have let's
absolutely,
get
absolutely because we'll have other things to check in
and
on.
And I have to visit you every
and
once
we'll
in a while.
And we'll have other things to check
do
in on.
You know what Andres said to me? He goes, what do you mean you're going to lunch with Karen? He goes, I've never heard you say those words in your life. And I was like, do you know why? It's because I used to get to have lunch with Karen every day.
That's
and
true.
Now I don't.
That
so
is
now
true.
I need to schedule lunches with Karen.
And you know what
Karen.
I thought? And when I heard, you know, what I said, and I said this to Aaron, I said, mm-hmm. well, you know what? I will now see Jenna Moore.
I know you keep telling me that, and it doesn't make sense. Rationally,
yeah,
because I used
what
to
would
see
we
you
see?
Every day.
We would see you for like five. Well, no,
I guess
maybe I won't see you
combined
more.
Time.
Yes.
Is that
maybe
what you're saying?
Maybe I will not
okay.
see you more,
yes.
but we will talk more. We will have a bet. It'll
well,
be
I gotta know.
Because we'd have like 3 minutes.
That's true. And this we could not get as in-depth on these TV shows as we needed to.
The things that are important.
The important
and things that we'd want to talk about, but we couldn't. But I also,
I really did want to know your journey, because I knew you grew up in New York, but I didn't know all the in-between, and I did, I'm glad to know that now.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know. It's thrilling.
Listen, all of our mutual holes on each other's stories are being filled in today.
So I know. All the holes.
All right. Thanks, all right. Karen. You're the
My
best.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
And that's a wrap on episode 2. Thank you for being here. Please follow me on Instagram at theteacherslounge_pod and email me any questions or topics you think I should cover with future guests at theteacherslounge_pod@gmail.com. Subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, go ahead and rate the pod 5 stars and give it a nice review. Because school is starting up again soon and I need all the help I can get. Have an amazing week. Talk soon.